Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the third meeting between Gourish and Gourish, talking about how to finish a degree course in a philology, or in our case, it's history and French. Would you like to? Because yes. You're looking like as yeah, you're having an issue.
You're a bit nervous because I'm going to meet up with for the first time with my professor, so I'm anxious because last time we finished with talking about the concept paper. So because I'm going to meet my professor, I need this concept paper. So how do I get to my concept paper? What's on it? What do you need?
Good. It helps from your point of view to change perspective. Imagine yourself in the seat of your professor. Means lots of things. And one of the things is supervising candidates. And what is it that you would expect from a candidate? What is it that you want to hear being the professor?
I see.
The first thing you did, I recall you contacted him, it's in your case a male professor, via email.
Yes, I did.
And requesting an office hour or a meeting, an extra meeting.
An, it was extra, an extra meeting, yes.
Good. And what did you say? Did you write, I'm wanting to do this or that? Did you give away a kind of working title or just
Yes, it was maybe a kind of working title. I wrote him that I like to write about social protests, revolts in the early 19th century in Germany, France and Britain. And that I like to compare three social protests.
Good, very good. So you already gave him orientation. He knows I'm going to meet a candidate who knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
First important thing to take in, make a good impression by preparing yourself properly. And that means intellectually, with using the material, shaping it, naming it clearly. And the general advice is, or the general observation is, the better prepared the candidate arrives, the better supervised he or she will leave my office.
Yeah.
If they offer me things, I can comment. If they don't and just run around saying, I wanted to do in the 19th century, or I've never read a novel from the beginning of the 20th century, and I said, go home, read the guidelines and come back. So you already have made an inroad. You have suggested something. The important thing which I would like you to do now is to think about working titles. You need a working title.
Okay.
What is the form and function of working titles? I, at my university and my sub-department, which is British and Post-Colonial Studies, have set up a set of guidelines, 24 pages in a small booklet. And there is a page with suggested titles for term papers and final thesis. So for students in English at Hanover University, they're welcome to use these exemplary titles. Not so for your professor at Halle. He doesn't give out a sample of titles.
Not
so what you have
professors.
To do, you have to shape your material into a working title. The working title is decisive because it gives you the direction of your work. So you include, you need to talk about. So you need to really reflect about inclusion, exclusion, which all the terms that make an appearance in your working title need to be commented on. You need to work with all these terms and concepts.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
So terms and concepts. Can you give me a few examples? You have used revolution and revolt.
I have used revolt and protest. I used early 19th century.
Good.
Britain, France and Germany as regions in plural. And also use comparison as a concept, as a method to look at, analyze these three protests.
And if you put this into your working title, what you're doing is you invite your supervisor to comment on all of these. Try to, again, change perspective. What is it that you would ask the student to do, to comment on?
Comparison, for example, is a good starting point for when I think about it, because you want to compare what exactly? I mean, you've got three very different regions. You've got, on the other hand, a really specific, really certain time period. So you want to compare the three protests on what? So For example, I can compare organizations, I compare communications, and I compare the actual
agents. Absolutely. So you offer him, what you offer the professor in your first visit is as much as you can, reflect as broadly as you can. In the philology side of finishing a course of studies, a degree course, you need to really reflect on the concepts. Like a comparison is one, we would have things like constructions of social protest movements or representation of social protest movement, for example, in 19th century fiction. Of course, we can do representation of the class struggle in Gaskell's North and South, one of the famous industrial novels, social problem novels of the mid-19th century. So this is something that is the task of the students. I expect from my visitors coming to ask me to supervise, I would like to see the work you've done already on preparing your final thesis. It's your final thesis, not mine. So I can always give you material, can give you make suggestions.
Yeah, but you, I have to live with it for the next 6 months.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's good. It's a good tip. Thank you.
It's very good. Yeah. So the working title is to finish off or the answer to your question. What do you do to prepare your visit, your first visit? You reflect on the working title, make it as concrete as possible. Think of all the terms you use. Be prepared to explain them. And, of course, bring paper and pencil. And take notes when the professor starts talking and explaining things.
Of course, I will do this, yes.
And perhaps we start next time with the other ingredients of your short concept paper, which you may want to email to the professor before you meet him or her.
Oh, good. Okay.
Right? Would that do for today?
Yes, that will be good. Very well.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.